Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
And now it's time for part two of In the Moment.
All right, I'm mad at the WNBA comments, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Shout out to the WNBA and all of the beautiful women that were drafted to play in the WNBA this year. Congratulations to the ladies. I saw a lot of women, Katie, online complaining that the women in the WNBA don't make enough money.
That's not new.
It's definitely not new.
It's actually gotten better.
My problem with this is, I do not believe in my heart that these same women who are online complaining about the amount of money that the women make in the WNBA have ever been to a WNBA game. That's my problem.
And you are correct. Every time I go to a WNBA game, it's
lesbians.
It's just lesbians. That's all that it is.
I'm telling you something.
Honestly, you're right. I feel like the same women who complain about it are not the women who attend. I feel like me personally, I try to do my part because first of all, I love the sport. Always has. Basketball, men or women. I love the sport. And because I love the sport, I will watch it no matter who's playing. And even so much so that when Atlanta got their team in 2008, the Atlanta Dream, my aunt made sure we were season ticket holders for the first 5 years. Before she moved. That's the only reason why we stopped being season ticket holders. My aunt moved, and she was the one paying for the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And she made sure that both of us attended every single game. And that's when they played at State Farm Arena, before it was Phillips Arena, before it downgraded. That's how I knew it fell off. They used to play in a major arena, and now in Atlanta, they play at the Gateway Center. And that's like a... It's like even half the size. They went from 14,000 people that would come out to now they're lucky if it's like 6,000.
Yep.
And it's because people don't go. But you're going to complain that, oh, they're not getting this and then getting that. They make their money off of endorsements. Not that. Or even women.
They're forced to.
They're forced to make their money off of endorsements if they're like that type of player. Like if they're a Candace Parker, you get your money off endorsements. But also they play overseas during the offseason. So technically they play year round. So they play here in the States, off-season, to make their money, they go overseas. That's the reason why Brittany Griner got caught up in Russia. She's playing overseas to make more money.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be that way. Because if you like sports, you like sports. You should go celebrate it.
And I agree. And that's why, that's the part I want to focus on. Because in this world, it's too often, everybody want to yell the problem from the stands, but nobody want to actually get out there and ball. And this is a perfect example of what that does to an entire league and to women not supporting women the way you should. Say what you want about the NBA, but men support the NBA. And the NBA hasn't always been where it is today. It took a lot of years. If you go back to the superstars from years and years and years ago, they weren't making LeBron James money. They were the superstars of the league at that time, but the NBA has had to build. The WNBA is doing the same thing. It's building, but it's been building for a long time. You had WNBA stars on Martin. Like, look how far that goes back. The 90s, right? They need the support. So I'm happy this is happening. So say what you want about Caitlyn, right? But she's bringing the viewership to another level. Mm-hmm. Katie been telling me about the WNBA for years. I'm not going to sit here in front. But then when I seen Caitlyn come out here and ball and look like the female version of Steph Curry, I was like, hold up. I am invested. And I watched every game I could. Mm-hmm. And now I realize I'm a part of the problem. So before I come out here and say, why aren't women making more money? Well, we got to do some.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a game.
Watch
the games. Buy some merch. They cannot pay these women money that they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
The money got to come in. So you got to support the league before you complain about the money that's coming out of it.
Exactly. And I want to put it on. I see people who are complaining that, oh, why isn't this and is that? And it's majority women. But I've also seen comments from some men who are like, well, I don't like the way women ball, so I don't care. And they downplay it.
I don't know which women they watching ball.
And that's the thing. Because I've seen that, though.
They be balling.
Often. The guys who love the NBA, certain guys who love the NBA, will disrespect the WNBA when Candace Parker was the second woman in the WNBA history to dunk? Candace Parker been dunking, and Candace Parker's 38. She's been in the league for years. She's been in the league since freaking 2008. She came from Tennessee, and she dunked. So I'm like, even though, yes, it's getting even better, I feel like, with the level of players, I also feel like from people who do watch sports, it's also being downplayed because, like, oh, women can't do the same thing men do. And then when they do it, it's like, ah, okay, now, you know.
And that's why I feel like I would love to see women step up right here. Because you're right. The men, unfortunately, the majority of them, they're going to go to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, this way that men are supporting men, women got to step up and support women more.
Absolutely.
And the men will come around. They'll mm-hmm. get it. You got to get to them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we got to do something. Because I want to get flued out.
And I'm tired.
Why ain't a woman took me courtside? Now, let's talk about it, right? Women be hyped to be courtside at the NBA game. No, take me courtside, queen. I can puck my ass out, do the little poke lips with the peace sign.
Ooh,
courtside. Parker. Ooh, fly me out. What's up? What's her name? Tia Cooper? No, Tia Cooper that y'all forced to date Dwight Howard because men wasn't coming to the games.
Yeah.
But not the shoulders she wanted.
No, no.
She ain't see these shoulders.
No, no.
Lo, put me on the sidelines, Katie. Let's go start supporting WNBA games. Is what I'm saying. It has to start somewhere.
The season starts in May. We going.
No, we definitely going.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And before we off this, I see both sides of the whole Caitlin Clark got to go to the SNL.
Yeah.
And South Carolina Gamecocks didn't.
Mm-hmm.
All of the ads that we did for South Carolina with Key in here saying pause 47 times, they did not get to celebrate themselves, but then there was the queen. There go Beyonce.
Here she go.
Evening it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she sent the note to them saying, my family been watching and supporting. I don't know about y'all, but I'd much rather hear that from Beyonce than be on Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
so
no. Any day of the week.
They still won.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep a good cock down, Katie. I'm here to tell you.
All right.
All right, don't worry about it.
Pause. Pause, brother. Pause.
Who's next?
Yo, Katie and I were talking, and something needs to be done. And it always starts here and in the moment. We're always the ones who have to put ourselves on the front line for change. It ain't going to be any different.
Okay.
Heaven needs a software update.
Oh. Thank God.
We said it. Heaven, I didn't stutter, Katie. Did I stutter?
Nope.
Heaven needs a software update.
Beyonce said two hands to heaven. That's in her new checklist.
Ask the question you was about to ask, Katie.
What is that?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh.
Let us be the first to tell you.
Okay.
When you think about who is going to heaven and who's not going to heaven,
mm-hmm.
what we are forced to believe
mm-hmm.
is right now between the three of us,
mm-hmm.
Katie's not going to heaven.
Mm.
Think about this.
Because I like women.
Mm.
That's what we've been told to believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My gay sister cannot get into heaven regardless of what she does with her life. She can come out here and be an absolute saint, change the game, help the children, push the people forward, help the women.
The gates are closed.
But they ain't open.
Yep.
But somebody can murder people, be a full-blown serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
How often you turn on something like Locked Up? You see, he still got the tattoos on his forehead.
Yep.
He got the little teardrops on his face
mm-hmm.
from body after body after body.
You can see death in his eyes.
You can see it. It's still there.
He's a killer.
But he has a Bible in his hand. And he tells you that he leads the Bible. He leads the prayer service.
He's a changed man.
He's a changed man. They will tell you that man is going to get into heaven.
Mm.
But Katie is not.
Mm.
Has anyone ever thought about this?
Wow.
It might be time for an update.
iOS, baby.
That never sat right with me. Like, what are the true credentials? And this came from a serious conversation where Katie and I were talking about sometime, unfortunately, you lose family members.
Mm-hmm.
And we were raised to believe that if you accept Jesus as your Savior and you repent for your sins, you're going to heaven.
Right.
Regardless of what you've done. But if that's the case, then how have you gay? You ain't getting in at all.
That's a good point.
How is one sin? A quote unquote, because these are technically being gay, is how I was raised. It's a sin. It's a sin. The God is shunning you.
So that's a sin you can't repent for. You can repent for murder and some other even more disgusting crimes that I'm not willing to mention on this platform.
Right.
But you can't repent for that one?
Mm.
I thought a sin was a sin was a sin was a sin. That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about this. Like, do you think they have meetings in heaven? The same way they have meetings here and go, hey, yo. Yo, we might have to address this one because evolution.
Can we rewrite the rule book?
Like, we got to do something. Right?
Yeah.
Something's not right about that.
Something doesn't sit right. Something doesn't sit right at all. It's interesting that how did you guys come up with this? I never thought about this.
Because I was questioning if one of my family members who passed away, if they went to heaven or hell based off of their actions, but they loved the Lord.
Oof. And so I said to Katie, like, well, if they accepted God in their heart and they repented for their sins, then technically they should have made it. Mm-hmm. But then Katie was like, yeah, but they kind of accepted God and then kept wowing. Mm-hmm. And then I said to Katie, that's all of us. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, if that's the case, like, honestly, the way we all living out here today,
right?
According to what you're, according to the word,
right?
Oh, heaven empty, bro. Ain't nobody to make it to heaven since a lot of our grandmothers' generations.
Ain't nobody there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So it's like at some point it got to be a software update, no?
I agree. I think this should be a software update. It's something I never thought about. I'm curious to know from your perspective, Katie. You know, what do you think? How do you feel about that?
Okay, so for me personally, I feel like the life that I live would be the life that is, I love this word now that I've learned it, conducive to heaven.
Where you learn that word from?
This guy named Mo.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure he was giving me my credit. Go ahead, move on. That's my word.
I honestly think that I feel like that no matter who I love or who I want to be with should not judge where I go in the past life. But then at the same time, I've been judged by them, by people who are churchgoers, who love the Lord. You're in the church every day, and you're judging me based off the way I live. And the only thing is, I just love somebody different. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not harming anyone. I'm not causing anybody harm. None of that. And that's what confuses me, is because the way I was raised is that, like what Mo was basically saying, the people who can do that, who can do all these things that are harming others, but someone who does something that you just don't agree with will not make it in the same place.
They don't get to repent.
You don't even get to repent for
it. Yeah, I don't understand that.
You can't even say, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I did not like men.
Right.
And you made me a woman. Like, you know, like,
I didn't murder anybody.
That's confusing to me.
Yeah.
So I've always been confused by that. And that's why I feel like me personally, I've developed my own relationship with my God. Because I was raised in the church. I was raised Baptist.
Yep.
Church every Sunday. I'll never forget it. Even the day I was baptized. And then when I was told I was baptized, it was like, you're supposed to wash away your sins. I'm only 13. What sins? So then I'm like, what does that even relate to?
Right.
And that just changed my whole view, is based off of how I was raised in the church. But then when I developed my own relationship, I'm like, why does my own relationship not equate to how I was taught? Like, it's confusing to me.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing, too, is like, when you really think about church, you know, you have people who are in the church that are good, upstanding church citizens while in church.
The moment that bell ring, boy. Boom! Sister Mary Clarence out here.
It's brunching and it's, you know, it's all of that going on. You know what I'm saying? Not saying anything wrong with brunch, but, you know, I know people that as soon as they're not in church, they are different people.
They're not in church.
They're not in church.
Yeah.
They're doing all types of ungodly things that you're not supposed to be doing.
So what separates that sin from this sin from that sin from this sin?
I don't think there's any separation. I just think that, you know, my grandmother always used to say, when man says no, God says yes.
Michelle Williams did a remix on that.
That was before or after she fell?
After.
Okay, good. That means she been through something and she back to tell about it. Just asking questions.
Said when Jesus says no, nobody can say yes.
Well, Michelle clearly stole that from Keys. Family.
I know, that's what I'm saying. She said it after. That's what I'm saying. And she did a remix. That's her remix.
She did.
Beyonce and Kelly was in the video.
For real?
Yeah. You never seen a music video for that?
No.
Beyonce and Kelly was in that music video.
Were was your family compensated for this? They treated your family the same way Disney treated the family who wrote the Lion King?
Let me call my lawyer.
Don't worry about it. Said too much. All I'm saying is if we all sin is under God, then we all sin is under God. And it should be the same rules to fix your sins. That's all I'm saying. And if I'm wrong in that, then I'm willing to talk to anybody who can explain it better.
Time now for some shout outs.
You might feel a little hopeless and broken, but don't you quit. Cause I swear to God, you probably even closer than you think.
All right, Ashanti is pregnant.
Yes.
Look at Key. Look at Key. I know, right? It hurts. It hurts. It does.
We know.
It's okay. It's okay to admit that it hurts.
I don't want to hear any more about this. I'm taking my headphones off.
All I'm just...
If anything, Mo should be taking his headphones off.
Ashanti has broke a lot of hearts. I get it, you know. But I do want to say this, though. If there was ever an example of what spinning the block is supposed to look like.
Wow.
Yo.
Kudos to Nelly, yo. Whoa. I'm telling you something. If you go spin the block for your queen and say, if I ever get her back, I'm not going to play. I'm going to stand on business.
That's it.
Yo.
Yeah.
That is how you get it done.
Did you see the Shade Room's post?
No.
It was like Ashanti and Nelly over the years. It started in 2003. I was like, 2003?
Yeah.
2003?
For real. Been that long, like 20 years.
They showed all their couple photos, and then 2012 it stopped. And they said, 2023.
Brought
it back.
God. Now, I saw a collage that showed Nelly in those 20 years. That boy ain't smiled once. They showed Nelly every year with every woman he was with that wasn't Ashanti. Mm-hmm. And you never saw teeth.
Wow.
And now that he's with Ashanti, you Grinning. Notice that man is taking care of his teeth throughout
Grills.
The years.
Ears. Ears.
He meant that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob the jewelry store and tell him, make us some grills.
I'm telling you something. If you go and spin the block, that's how you do it. Mm. Congratulations to them.
Yes, congrats.
Who's next?
All right, big shout out to City Winery. Ooh, ooh. And shout out to the comedians, most importantly, the one that will be there July 13th. Tickets are available now. Get your tickets. City Winery, Atlanta, July 13th. It's going down.
That's right. Get your tickets for July 13th. It's the Mo Mitch Comedy Special at City Winery.
Now, comedians who are not comedians that we support.
I was about to ask.
What's his name, Katie?
Who?
Is it Gerard Carmichael?
Yeah, it's Gerard
Carmichael. Is that how you pronounce it?
J-E-R, yeah, Gerard.
Have you heard this joke, Key?
It doesn't matter. It's all about July 13th at the City Winery in Atlanta. Make sure you get your tickets right now.
Keep that energy, Key, because I'm just going to throw this in there, and I want you to do that one more time. He says some joke about slavery and having a white boyfriend,
his
and
boyfriend
he likes
is?
To role play. Yeah. He thought it was funny. He went on a Breakfast Club. He was reminded that the joke was not only offensive, it just didn't land. Mm-hmm. It wasn't funny. It was horrible. That's my take on it. I don't want to spend too much time on it. Does it actually matter, Katie?
No.
It sure doesn't. Tell
it
him why.
It doesn't matter because it's all about July 13th at the City Winery in Atlanta. Make sure you get your tickets now.
Hey, y'all. It's Katie here from The Bird Show. Pride unites us all, and so does Atlanta United. That's why I'm giving you the chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite in celebration of Pride Month. That's right. Join me and The Bird Show crew on Sunday, June 2nd, as Atlanta United takes on the fierce rival, Charlotte FC, with kickoff at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We need to beat Charlotte, so we will be loud and proud. Believe that. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Atlanta United is giving away a one-of-a-kind Pride-inspired towel, plus a $5 donation to Lost and Found Youth, an Atlanta-based nonprofit that provides services to the LGBTQ+ youth, which is included with your Pride Night ticket pack. Remember, to enter for your chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite, head over to thebirdshow.com. To guarantee your tickets and Pride towel, go to atlutd.com and click the Promotional Packs tab for more details. Can't wait to see you all there June 2nd at 4:30 p.m. Together, we are Atlanta. Atlanta United. See you there.
Time to get down to business. Let's get it.
All right, Katie, the last time we came in here, we duked it out.
Bing, bing.
Big scrap about the big three.
Yep.
And Drake finally responded. Mm. Quick recap, if you're not caught up or familiar with what's going on right now, hip-hop is in a good place, I believe. I'm proud of where hip-hop is right now because it's forcing people to rap again.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrics matter again. What you're putting on the paper matters again. And the battles and the beefs and who wants to be number one is actually important.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a big three at one point in time, which was Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole. Not in that order, in whatever order you want to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar came out as a rapper who only comes out every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Has a verse, takes some shots. J. Cole responded immediately and then took it back by apologizing. If you're familiar with it in the moment, you should be familiar with this story because Katie and I spent about 30 minutes duking it out last week about it. Now, whether or not you're on the side of what J. Cole did was commendable or soft, before I close that out and move on, you weren't here last week, Key. What is your take on what J. Cole did for hip hop and himself last, whenever that happened?
Oh, what? When he apologized?
Yes.
I think he automatically disqualified himself from the match. That's just my opinion. I think he should sit down now.
I agree. That's fair. Now, do you think what he did was good for hip hop?
No, I don't.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion.
Mine too. I'm with you.
Hip hop is competitive. You know, that's what makes hip hop hip hop. And I think what he did, it's like, I don't know why he did that. I think he was gracefully bowing out because he probably didn't want the smoke.
Which is fine. I want to make this very clear again before we move on because we're done with J. Cole after this. But I just, because I feel like a lot of people miss this message. Apologizing, you're never wrong for that. There is never anything wrong with apologizing.
Hip-hop beef.
Like, okay, if he were Andre 3000, in my opinion, Andre 3000 can rap, but he never wanted smoke. He never asked for that. J. Cole is the kind of rapper that for 10 years, you asked for it. You wanted it. You said you was about it. You was taking shots at people. You was with all the smoke. And then when you got it, you was like, yeah, nah, I'm sorry. That's the only reason I don't respect it.
Yo, what do you think Jay said about that? How do you think Jay felt?
No, we don't know this, obviously, but it's alleged that Jay literally called him and was like, what are you doing? This is what I've been told behind the scenes. That, look, Jay, because a lot of people don't know, Cole came in under Jay.
Right.
So, yeah, Jay wasn't happy about that. We talking about Jay-Z. What Jay did when it was his turn.
When it was his turn with him and Nas?
This is hip-hop. This is hip-hop.
Gloves was off.
But enough about Cole. He wanted to be out of it. So he's out of it.
He's disqualified.
I do hear, though, that there's a bigger picture here, and I just want to put this out there just in case it's true because I don't want us to come back looking stupid. Well, he's me. It's alleged that all of this is a plot, all of it, all the way down to the AI, to J. Cole apologizing, to, like, what Drake and Kendrick are now doing. All of it is something that everybody has sat down and kind of planned. And apparently, I don't know if this is true, this is just alleged information that came to my desk, J. Cole vowed to be the guy to take this L on purpose to send the message for hip-hop moving forward that even though this wasn't the kind of beef where somebody probably would have ended up dead, they just want to stop that period. And that J. Cole was the sacrificial lamb to get hip-hop moving in that direction.
I don't
know if that's true.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
I'm with y'all.
Make it worse.
But I'm just putting it out there because, like I said, it's being alleged.
This is sport.
I agree.
This is sport.
Now let's get to the sport of it. You remove J. Cole. Rick Ross inserts himself into the beef.
BBL Drizzy.
I only have one opinion on Rick Ross that I think is personally corny. He starts attacking Drake for his nose, for having a BBL.
For being biracial.
For being biracial. Why are we not just rapping?
Yeah.
Why do I care that if Drake got a nose job or not? I'm confused as to why I should care about
that. Rick Ross don't do that.
Like, why is he body shaming anybody?
Rick Ross can't out-rap Drake. That's why.
And that's my problem. So then move.
Stick to your pairs.
Move, bro. I don't, because they turning this into a whole social media beef. I saw what Drake did with the drums outside of Magic City to get at Metro Boomin. And I respect it. It was hilarious. But I thought we were rapping.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's where I'm at. Rap. I don't care about, they going to turn it into social media shenanigans. And we supposed to care that Rick Ross's mansion is not as big as Drake's. Like, I'm supposed to.
37 million. Oh, that's all it takes is 37 million if you want to live next door.
Fam, I don't care about none of that. I don't care about the fact that, like, Drake feels like Rick Ross's mansion is a starter mansion. I'm just, what do you want me to do with this information? Who cares?
Influencer rap. Mansion.
Rap.
A social media mansion.
They talking about who's a snitch, who's not a snitch. Rick Ross was a CEO. He's body shaming other rappers, which is the weirdest thing ever to me. Rap. Just rap. And if you can't rap, move. Because nobody even asked you to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get to the main event. Drake and Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Drake responds. Y'all got to explain to me why people think Drake's response is whack, because I'm lost. How?
Who said that?
Mad people online are saying that wasn't it, that it wasn't enough.
What social media are you on?
You ain't see that?
No.
I saw that.
I saw a lot of people like, damn, about time,
no,
Drake.
No, okay. I spoke to the mailman. You know that's Drake's biggest fan.
Package?
Yes. Sorry. He said the people are saying the same thing. They saying that Drake's response wasn't all that.
Mm.
And I'm confused because I feel like, first of all, he rapped for 4 minutes. Flow was crazy. The whole theme of it, drop and give me 50 if you know what he's saying. The fact that every time Kendrick drop, he has to give 50% of his splits to top. Like,
My timeline was hype about that. They even broke it down. Because I ain't understand it.
That's why I think people don't really understand. They don't understand double, triple entendres. They're not actually listening. He addressed everything Kendrick said. Kendrick said, I'm Prince outlived Mike Jack. What's a prince to a king?
He's a son.
He addressed everything. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what else they want. He addressed The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. He addressed Future.
Abel.
Out the gate, he addressed Future. I could never be somebody number one fan. Every number one, I had to put it in your head. What are we talking about?
That was
boring. I was confused. It's a 20 versus one?
He wanted Metro to stick to drums.
He told Rick Ross, why you jumping in this? You almost 50. Worry about that shit you was doing with. Stop playing with that man, King. How is it light? In what world is that light? Because it's heavier than anything Kendrick has ever done.
Beats hard, too.
And both of them. I don't even know which one is the official one.
This is why I thought it was real and it came from Drake, is that the last two lines was basically like, this is just a taste. I got more.
And I believe that.
Like
he told y'all, don't make me go on demon time.
Don't.
Because it's still there.
Because I can give you more.
He told Metro, shut up and go play some drums. I'm here for that. I just like that kind of petty. Like, how you change what somebody actually does to make the money into that's all you do. I love that. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that's hard to me. Mm-hmm. I even liked when he did the small stuff. Like, at the end, he just told him, yo, shut your mouth.
Like, yo. And I can see Drake saying some stupid shit
too.
Like that.
Me too. Pipsqueak. Shut your mouth. Pipsqueak.
He's from Canada.
Yo.
They use terms like that.
That's what I'm saying.
What is a pipsqueak?
You ever heard of pipsqueak?
I know, but I just haven't heard anybody.
Nah, but you gotta slap somebody for calling you a pipsqueak. That's crazy.
That's like some Saved by the Bell type.
Even the smaller lines in there of they only hype you because they don't want to see me lit. Like, that's the only reason y'all even hype him is because y'all just don't like that I'm him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I respected the whole thing. So there's no argument there.
No, not at all.
Kendrick is on the clock. We understand this, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's on the clock for real.
I've been waiting.
Like, I don't know why I'm still waiting. Mm-hmm. I wake up every morning confused as to why there's no Kendrick record yet. Because you was the main one. Ain't no big three. It just big me.
I was riding from the
prove it
too.
What are we waiting for, Katie? Why are we still waiting? Because even J. Cole responded. Mm-hmm. He apologized, but he responded, and it was quick. Right? Hello? Kendrick! Yeah?
Where you at?
Hey, yo, big dog.
Come out.
Any day now.
Come out wherever you are.
It's been years of this you've been asking for this. What happened? What Fab said that time he was supposed to respond, he couldn't find a studio? Yo, Kendrick. they closed the studios out there. That was the thing. You didn't know this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you thought Fab only just wore three tank tops? All right. No, because Key, he's not going to keep doing this.
Yo, you knocked,
he's not going to keep doing this.
Yo, you knocked on the mic, bro. That's disrespectful.
No, where is he, though? He's the boogeyman, right?
K-Dot, you got
to. He said, say his name three times.
K-Dot.
Last time I checked, they have said his
Kendrick,
name a lot.
Kendrick. Kendrick.
Yeah.
Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, Katie? That's four.
Oh, my gosh.
No, say it again. Just for
Kendrick.
Yeah. Did it work? No, didn't they say you got to flush the toilet or something like that after you say it?
I put the sound effect.
No, remember when Candyman didn't work? They start adding shit?
Yeah.
Yo, you got to touch the ceiling, and then you got to touch the floor.
And then
you
got to
drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Like, that's the only way. Yo, Kendrick, any day now, papa.
Come on.
They had Shook talking shit from jail. You know, come on, son. Damn. Nah, it's not too long. I'm here for the smoke. Key, what are we doing? What are we doing? He was talking too much.
Yeah.
Any day now.
He got to come with it.
Mm-hmm. Got to come with it. Before we get off this, did y'all see Drake holler at dude's girlfriend across the whole concert? Across the whole arena?
No.
At, what's his name?
My man, a football player.
Football.
You know what I'm talking about? Light-skinned cat. I can't remember his name.
It's wild, bro.
Drake took his girl from, like, the scoreboard, literally, his concert.
It's wild.
Yes. You didn't see this, Gunny? Oh, yeah. Drake is a different kind of animal. Now, why do y'all think the whole industry hates Drake? What did he do? Whose girlfriend did he sleep with? Tell me the truth.
Aubrey has tried to sleep with everybody. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yep.
Everybody. Why did they all decide to team up on him at one time? And why don't people realize that if you have to jump somebody, you're probably admitting that they're Thanos?
I'll say this.
Right or wrong?
True.
Why do y'all all have to jump him if he's not him?
Yeah, that's not my finger.
And why does he have a number one for all of y'all and none of y'all had to help him get a number one?
I think now is the reach.
We have to start talking around here.
Imagine this, right? You take this guy from Canada who was in a group with Melanie Fiona when he was a teenager, trying to be a rapper, They didn't think he was going to be anything great. They kicked him out of the group, Melanie Fiona. He goes on to do this Canadian show called Degrassi. It's a hit. In the midst of this, he ends up rapping. And they're like, ah, we'll finally let you in the industry.
That was the exact ad-lib Kendrick used on that Future song. But don't worry about it. it just took me in. Why is he moaning on a diss? I never understood it. Yeah. Y'all gotta explain this Kendrick thing to me.
Yeah, right.
Did it, Katie? And then double down on it.
Again?
I said again?
Yo.
Wait.
He did.
Wow.
No, and Key didn't even pause him. Where were you at? Where were you?
That's
Key?
I said, whoa.
I said, whoa. And then tried to fix it. Come back and talk about, bum. It's too late. It's too late, fam.
You let him in the industry. He takes off. He hits. He does these hits. And you're like, all right, cool. That's where we're going to keep his peak. Because I feel like certain people that they let into the industry, they only want them to reach a certain amount of
fame.
Fame, stature. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You only expect them to peak here.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Drake was like, nah.
A little too long. I'm with you on that.
I'm going to go bop, bop, bop. Yeah. And they're like, whoa. Someone has to humble.
Somebody has to do something.
This biracial man.
And they called Kendrick. That boy came out with a tight ass superhero suit on and said,
Now you want to say whoa. But as my grandmother would always say, is that you're getting too high for your britches.
Yes.
I mean,
right?
Nobody likes anybody that's that successful for that long. Mm-hmm. Clearly.
It's been 20 years? 15?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 15 years.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at all the greats that have been great for a long time. We all hated them, right? Kobe, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan,
LeBron.
The list goes on, LeBron. Mm-hmm. Look how many people are hyping to see the Golden State Warriors not make the playoffs just now.
Oh, yeah, they were right?
People are so happy to see the greats fall. Like, that's a thing. It's been a thing for a long time. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm the biggest Drake fan of all time, but I respect his pen. Mm-hmm. I respect him as an artist, and I definitely respect him for engaging as a hip-hop fan.
Is it his pen, though?
You want to talk? I don't know. How would we ever know that?
They'll never know.
How would we ever know that?
You won't?
I mean, if it is or if it isn't. It seems to be. He's pinned other people's hits. He's pinned a lot of other people's hits, Key. Who's doing it? That man walked into the studio and made a hit for Beyonce. I mean, come on. What are we talking about?
I think at that level, Kendrick has to. And J. Cole. They've all been on Beyonce songs.
There's a difference between having a verse on a Beyonce song.
Oh, and you say writing
for Beyonce.
What song did Drake do for Beyonce? I'm just asking. If you remember. If not, we can figure it out.
Was it Drunk? It's not Drunk in Love I'm thinking about.
Nah, it can't be.
Katie, I got it in my head right now. Don't
the
go
Dream, Neo did what? Irreplaceable.
Then, well, I can hear it in my head, but I'm hold on.
No.
Mine.
Yeah, but he was featured on that.
But he had ad-libs on it. He had vocals on it. I think he had it.
That's the song he was on, though. That was his, Now You Man, Man With A Good Girl. He was on the song with her. That makes sense.
No, but I think he helped write the song.
I just want to say, you're mine, all mine.
I think he wrote that.
Yeah, that gives that. But
Kendrick ain't coming on nobody joint writing for them. He's just doing his verse. There's a difference.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Okay, cool.
And that's all alleged. We don't really know. I don't know.
No,
but that's
just
me guessing. Okay. When Kendrick does drop in 2034, who y'all got? Say it right here and right now. Who y'all got?
Still Kendrick.
You riding with Kendrick?
I still will. Like I did from the jump. Because I appreciate.
You think Kendrick's response.
Kendrick's bars.
Will be better than what we just heard from Drake. Push-ups.
Only if he has dirt.
You can't say that. You have to pick somebody. Because we don't know what he's going to have. We don't know. That's the fun in guessing. We have no idea.
I'm going to say yes.
You standing with Kendrick. At the end of this battle, at the end of this war, however it go, you riding with Kendrick.
Drake can do that with Meek, but he can't do it with Kendrick.
Got it. Key?
I'm riding with Drake.
I'm riding with Drake, too.
You look like Drake right now. You look like a darker version right there with that face. You see that face? That was a Drake face.
Violated you. She just violated you.
Ladies, holla at me. Holla at me. You could DM
you
me.
See that face
I didn't
made?
See it. I'm not going to lie to you.
That was a Drake face.
It was a Drake face?
He just made a Drake face.
Was his lips perked up? What happened? His tongue was out in the corner? That's nasty. You don't do that here on this platform.
And in his beard, it was given dark skin Drake.
Oh my God, she is violating you.
Yo, come on,
fam. That's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
Katie, come your on. First number one, he had to put it in your hand. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Talk your shit, Key. It remains to be seen. But until we figure it out, let me make sure this thing's still on. Hey, yo, Kendrick.
That's disrespectful.
Any day now, Papa.
Yo, he knocked on the microphone.
Any day.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host, Mo, and co-host, Katie.